My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day. I'm waiting for a long time. April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again. Going to make it wealthy, good and wealthy. For decades, our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike. American steelworkers, auto workers, farmers, and skilled craftsmen, we have a lot of them here with us today. They really suffered gravely. They watched in anguish as foreign leaders have stolen our jobs, foreign cheaters have ransacked our factories, and foreign scavengers have torn apart our once beautiful American dream. We had an American dream that you don't hear so much about. You did 4 years ago, and you are now, but you don't too often, and for many years and decades even, you didn't hear too much about. Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. In a few moments, I will sign a historic executive order instituting reciprocal tariffs on countries throughout the world. Reciprocal, that means they do it to us and we do it to them. Very simple. Can't get any simpler than that. And I say that, friend and foe, and in many cases, the friend is worse than the foe in terms of trade. But such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk. I don't blame these other countries at all for this calamity. I blame former presidents and past leaders who weren't doing their job. They let it happen, and they let it happen to an extent that nobody can even believe. That's why, effective at midnight, we will impose a 25% tariff on all foreign-made automobiles. Countries like Canada, you know, we subsidize a lot of countries and keep them going and keep them in business. In the case of Mexico, it's $300 billion a year. In the case of Canada, it's close to $200 billion a year. And I say, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I mean, at what point do we say, you got to work for yourselves and you got to, this is why we have the big deficits. This is why we have that amount of debt that's been placed on our heads over the last number of years, and we're really not taking it anymore. And today we're standing up. Starting tomorrow, the United States will implement reciprocal tariffs on other nations. It's been a long time since we even thought of that. We used to think about it a lot. We didn't think about it for many decades, and you see what's happened. For nations that treat us badly, we will calculate the combined rate of all their tariffs, non-monetary barriers, and other forms of cheating. And because we are being very kind, we're kind people, very kind, charge them approximately half of what they are and have been charged. Thanks. So if you look at that, China, first row, China, 67%. That's tariffs charged to the USA, including currency manipulation and trade barriers. So 67%, I think you can, for the most part, see it. Those with good eyes, with bad eyes. We didn't want to bring the, it's very windy out here. We didn't want to bring out the big charts because it had no chance of standing. Fortunately, we came armed with a little smaller chart. So it's 67%, so we're going to be charging a discounted reciprocal tariff of 34%. I think, in other words, they charge us, we charge them, we charge them less. So how can anybody be upset? They will be, because we never charge anybody anything. But now we're going to charge. That's it. That's it. At the same time, we will establish a minimum baseline tariff of 10%. You notice that on the chart. And that'll be on other countries to help rebuild our economy and to prevent cheating. That promise was made, and it was also a promise, as you know, that was kept. I call this kind reciprocal. This is not full reciprocal. This is kind reciprocal. But What we do is we cut it in half. We charge them. My answer is very simple. If they complain, if you want your tariff rate to be zero, then you build your product right here in America, because there is no tariff if you build your plant, your product in America. Companies coming in like we've never seen before. Likewise, to terminate your own tariffs, drop your barriers, don't manipulate your currencies. They manipulate their currencies like nobody can even believe, which is a bad, bad thing and very devastating to us. And start buying tens of billions of dollars of American goods. Tariffs give our country protection against those that would do us economic harm. And many people were looking to do us economic harm. Maybe not so obviously, but they were doing tremendous economic harm. $61 billion started on a big plant going up. But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader, appreciate it, Mike, John Thune have been fantastic, by the way. But they've been working tirelessly on taking the next step to pass the plan for our one big, beautiful bill. I'd like to name it that, if you can. One big, I made that statement about 6 months ago, and everybody calls it one big, beautiful bill. And it will be that. It'll have everything, the big tax cuts and every incentive there is. Going to set us on a whole new prosperous path. We're going to cut. We're approaching our 100th day as president and have been given credit by a lot of people, actually, even some of the fake news. Can you believe it? Which in this case, hopefully, isn't fake, for having done more in that time than any other administration in the history of our country in the first 100 days. I think we've had an amazing in terms of what we've done, what we've gotten accomplished. I'd like to see if we can get that war ended and another war from not starting in the Middle East. That's a nice group of people. But I won't like them so much if they don't get this built. It's going to be Liberation Day in America, and it's going to be a day that hopefully you're going to look back in years to come and you're going to say, you know, he was right. This has turned out to be one of the most important days in the history of our country. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.